Jeremy called out the name Trevor Jensen. That didn't take long, Jeremy. Look who's on line one.
Is this Trevor?
Yep, I'm here.
Dude, you were super quick.
Yeah, well, I've been listening, so wanted to see if my name got called.
Well, you're doing it right, man. You're playing the game properly.
You get a gold star today, Trevor.
Ding, ding.
Awesome. Love it. Love it.
And we will attach that gold star to a $100 bill, so you'll get both, okay?
That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you something else. That could double to $200 if the person we call out at 11:30 does not call back. You'll just keep increasing your stash, all right?
All right. Sounds great.
What do you do, Trevor? I have to know.
I do marketing for a property management software company. So.
Okay.
Nothing too crazy, but...
Not really.
There's marketing for property management software?
Yeah, someone's got to, you know, put out the ads to, so people buy that stuff, you know?
Yeah, I guess they need software to manage properties, and Trevor's your guy.
Let me ask you something. What is the tag? What is the? Is there a tagline, I hope? You know, like when you're reaching out or on your brochures and stuff, what is the tagline for your software? What does it say?
It's energized for tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Did you come up with that, or did somebody else?
No, I did not. I've only been working for this company for 2 years, so.
That's quite a while. Now, what makes your property management software better than other property managed software out there?
It's just integrated solutions from, you know, lead to lease.
Look at
from
you.
Lead to
Look
lease.
At you that's, reading your script.
That's another tagline. He's in a call center right now.
Yeah, there's nothing else that's better, like better colors or better graphics or... What makes you stand apart?
All of that.
All of it.
Better colors, better graphics, better customer service, everything.
All right. I'm sold.
And it's energized for tomorrow, Jeremy. What do you want?
Jeez.
Oh, Trevor, you're a good sport. You got $100. If you will please stand by, Josh will tell you how you get your money. And thank you very much for listening to Mix 100, buddy. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
All right, dude. Stand by.
Hold on.
There he goes on his merry way.
There we go.
With $100. He is now energized for tomorrow himself, personally. Time for a trending report. Do I want to share? The only thing I've got in trending, I mean, I wrote something about something similar to this in the Mindbender Club mailer yesterday, Jeremy, and I prefaced it by saying, I hate to send out... good news stories about the pandemic just for fear that they don't work out. You know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you don't really want to get people's hopes up too much. But having thrown out that disclaimer, the expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is saying he expects that we will have 100 million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine available before the end of the year. Remember at first they were saying it would be a year to 18 months? Mm-hmm. He thinks by the end of the year, 100 million. And then right after the first of the year, in early 2021, another 200 million doses. So that is good news.
That's huge news.
And we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. They also have reported in a study that people who have given plasma transfusions from a recovered coronavirus patient... improved in more than 3/4 of the time that it was done. So 76% improvement rate. So if you have, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, already dealt with COVID-19 and you've recovered, you might want to talk to the people at these blood and or plasma donation spots to see if you can give, because it looks like that might be very helpful to people who are battling the disease.
That's huge, man.
So there's a couple of pieces of good news for you. What do you have?
Well, real quick, going back to all this, my only concern with this, and I'm sure it's a lot of people, is that they're really, really fast-tracking this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about how the trials are going to be done this summer, and they're basically ramping up production before the trials are done. So don't you kind of wonder, like, how many people will actually want the vaccine, knowing that it was... so rushed? Or do you just trust the science and the doctors behind it before they shoot it into you? Doesn't it? I mean, there's just a tinge. I want this to work out. This is awesome. But then you're kind of like, oh, it happened so fast.
That's a fair question. But, you know, I think in, you know, in most advanced countries in the world, they do enough regulation of all of this mm-hmm. that you've got to feel very confident in it.
Yeah.
In other words, it's mostly a CYA that some of these things right. take 2 years to come out because yeah. they've really got to be very careful about, you know, getting sued for stuff. So there's probably redundancies in everything, yeah. and they're just taking some of that out.
You have to have comfort knowing that so many doctors are working on this, and so many supercomputers and things like yeah. that are working on this, and it's going to be
I would feel confident about it personally.
I think
because,
I would, too.
I mean, what's our choice, you know, that we're yeah. going to have another, you know, million people perish from this? So... Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and I see why they're going to go ahead and ramp up production even before the final studies are done, because you're just saving some time. Even if they have to end up pouring all this stuff out,
mm-hmm.
it's better, I think, to have it ready so that when they get the final okay, it's ready to go. They don't have to then say, well, now we got to take a few months to, you know, prep everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is interesting stuff.
It is. It's crazy to think about. And man, I hope it works, because I just know we all want to get back to the way things were. So not worry about it. On a lighter note, it's National Cheese Day.
Man. All right.
Let's bring it back down a little bit.
I was toying with the idea of taking next week, in honor of Cheese Day, taking mm-hmm. next week's Mindbender Club poll and yep. just finally finding out the best cheese.
The best cheese, or maybe the dish that just wouldn't be the same without cheese on it.
That's a good one, too. Maybe I'll do that.
If you could cover a part of your body in cheese, what would it be?
If your middle name had to be a cheese, which one would you pick?
Gouda.
Dom Munster Testa.
Gouda. I think Gouda. What else is going on? National Hug Your Cat
Gouda
Day.
Gouda Paget.
He's a so good. Hug your cat day. Dom has a cat. I want you to squeeze that cat today. Give him some love. Give him one
of
those.
I want you to know, I do hug Niles the Weirdo every day. That's I do. Sweet. I pick him up and I hold him right here on my right shoulder. It's almost like a baby, you know? Hold him up there.
Oh, my God.
But he only puts up with that for like 20, 30
seconds. Well,
once
you start trying to burp him, it gets kind of weird.
No, but it works. He burps.
No, but it works.
He's all meow mix breath.
It's all fishy. Oh, that's funny. All right, let's talk some more serious stuff here, like cleaning your mouth. There's this woman on TikTok who's saying that we're all cleaning our mouth improperly, Dom. And a lot of people are doing it like I'm doing it, where you brush your teeth, you floss, and then you end with the mouthwash, the rinse. Mm-hmm. You spit it out. She's saying, no, you're doing it the exact opposite. You should rinse with your mouthwash first and then floss and then brush your teeth last. Mostly because if you rinse at the end, you're washing away all the fluoride from your toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
You want the fluoride to stay on your teeth after you brush them. She said you shouldn't even rinse with water afterwards because you want all that stuff to stay on there.
That was the thing that I found interesting about the
Me
don't
too.
Rinse at all. Just leave it. It seems like you'd have
gritty
mouth. I
gotta rinse though. I don't want gritty mouth. Or it's too strong. Both of us at the same time just licked our front teeth.
I bet every listener did too. When we talk about not rinsing after brushing your teeth and gritty mouth, doesn't everybody?
Everyone just went, yep, the same time. You're not a mouthwash guy though, are you?
Mm-mm. Well, no. I have it. I own it. I just don't use it like.
Well, that's a weird purchase then.
Well, no, because occasionally you just need it.
Yeah.
You especially.
All that cheese.
Oh, you're the Gouda guy.
I'll splash a little in my mouth if I know I'm going to be making out with Nick Nack or something.
Same. If I'm going to make out with Nick Nack, I do the same.
Yep. She loves clean, fresh breath.
Tell me. She's
Tell me.
She likes mine better than yours.
Oh, what else is going on? Oh, there's this post on Reddit making the rounds. This lady's mad at her husband. I guess she's saying my husband and his parents are all math geniuses, and they wanted to name their new baby some sort of math reference.
Oh, cool.
Whereas she just likes names like Dylan, Jared, Lauren, things like that, she says.
Does the husband want to name the kid Isosceles?
That's a strong name.
I think so. Who would mess with a kid
that
named
Isosceles?
Sounds
like an Egyptian prince or something, doesn't it? He wants to name the baby Cube. Little baby Cube.
No, not
Cube.
Good. Isosceles would be stronger.
She says, I thought he was joking, but he's serious. I told him it's the stupidest name ever. He says it's cute. It's cheeky. And she says, I'd rather name him Sweater before Cube.
Sweater.
And then she concluded the post. But now it's making the rounds on the interwebs because this guy wants to name the baby Cube and people are debating if it's a good idea or not.
How about Cosine? C-O-S-I-N-E, right? Cosine?
Yeah.
That's a math term.
I don't know. That's stupid.
Pythagorean.
Stop it with your math terms. Now you're just showing off.
No, but wouldn't
you're
that
just
be
showing
a great...
off.
Why wouldn't you name a kid Pythagorean?
It's too hard to spell.
It's Pythagoras, though, right?
It's too hard to spell.
Well, what are you talking about? If somebody names their kid Jennifer, you don't even know how to spell it anymore. It's probably
G-E-N.
J-Y-N-E-F-U-R. Right. So, I mean,
right.
Pythagoras.
It's a family name. Anyway, that was a stupid story. I don't even know why I told you that.
I loved it.
Little baby Cube, though. A little square head. All right, clickbait me. Go to Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Couple things you need to check out on there. One is a video. It's a tease on those masterclass sessions that you can do online. And this one's like a fake ad for a masterclass on loading a dishwasher, starring your dad. And it's kind of funny to watch, so you can check that out. And the second is a picture I posted from a butcher in Rochester, New York. He's using a refrigerated vending machine to sell cuts of meat.
I like it.
He says it's so popular that he has to restock it multiple times a day. Dom pointed out earlier that it's because of the social distancing, so you don't have to go into the butcher shop and get your meat. You can just stand there and put a bunch of quarters in and get a T-bone steak.
No. Hit C2. C2 is the fillet.
C2, very good. It's open 24 hours a day for people that want to buy some meat out of a vending machine. Why not? Take a look at it. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
I mean, how would that be any worse than buying meat from somebody's trunk, you know, the trunk of their car?
I'd rather do the vending machine.
Same. It's a refrigerated one, so why not?
I know where it's coming from if it's at this guy's shop just sitting outside and... Not the trunk. Wonder who actually buys all that trunk meat.
Well, we did a segment on the show many years ago about that, and we had people called in who, A, not only routinely bought meat out of a trunk, but we had one guy call us who said he used to do that. That was his job.
Huh. I don't remember that.
He would pick up his meat in the morning, put it in coolers in the trunk of his car, and he would drive around, and when he'd see a group of people, he'd pop the trunk and say, who wants meat?
I got your meat here.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Mr. Meat.
Why not?
Meat guy.
It's...
I got my
all right,
meat
coming up
in the trunk.
Are we playing Randall Off today?
Yes. Why do you keep canceling it?
Oh, I
oh,
you canceled
it's you
it the
all
other
day.
Day.
Long.
I don't think we're playing today.
Oh, Dom.
We are? Okay, we'll play.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play. Jeremy, talk me into it. We're going to play Rattle Off in a few minutes. But first, let's check the update on the drive.